Senate Labor and Commerce meeting is now in session. It's Thursday, February 20th, 2014, 1:33. We've got Senator Stebbins, Senator Machicki, myself, Senator Dunleavy. That makes a quorum. Senator Olson will be joining us shortly, and I do not believe that Senator Ellis will be with us today. If you have phones, please turn them off or silence them. So the plan today is to hold a second hearing on several bills and move them out of committee if members are willing. Bills today. SB 129 is an act related to the Board of Real Estate Appraisers. SB 159 is an act relating to air ambulance services. And we have a CS for SB 80, an act relating to telemedicine. So we're going to start off with SB 129. We had a hearing earlier this week, and sponsored by Senator Faircloth. This is the second hearing on the bill. If the senator would kindly come forward, state your name for the record, and begin your testimony.
Senator Dunleavy, members of the committee, my name is Senator Anna Faircloth. I represent Senate District M, that's East Anchorage and Eagle River. Before you today is a reauthorization or an extension of 4 years for the Board of Certified Real Estate Appraisers. With that, I'm open to questions.
Do you want to bring your wing lady with you, Ms. Teal, or are you going to be okay? Okay. She's given the signal you can handle it. Okay. Do we have questions for members of the committee for Senator Faircloth on SB 129? Senator Machicki?
Just one, Mr. Chairman. Senator, if you can just discuss the costs on the fiscal note, which they're fairly obvious to me, but just for the public's knowledge.
Through the chair, Senator Machicki. SB 129, as I said, extends the Board of Certified Real Estate Appraisers. There is travel for meetings to have public members as travel to meet, and a small amount of services, $7,400.
Additional questions?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Stedman, questions? Seeing none, do we have anyone else that would like to testify on this bill here in the audience? Anyone online? We had public testimony open and left it open?
Yep, we did.
So it's still open. We have nobody that wants to testify at this point. At this point, we're going to close public testimony on this bill. One more shot for any comments or questions for members of the committee. Seeing none, Senator Machicki, is there a motion?
There is a motion, Mr. Chairman. I move Senate Bill 129-28-LS-1208U with the attached fiscal note and individual recommendations to the next committee of referral.
Are there any objections? Seeing none, we're going to move this out of committee. We're going to take a brief ease, and we're going to sign the sheet. Thank you. Back in session. Next bill is SB 159, sponsored by Senator Stedman and Egan. This is the second hearing on the bill. Presenting the bill will be Christine Jamison, staff to Senator Stedman. Please come forward. Once again, state your name for the record, and begin with testimony you have, and then if we have questions, we'll begin to ask them.
Christine Jamison, staff aide to Senator Bert Stedman. SB 159 is an act relating to air ambulance services.
Are there any questions for members of the committee? That would be you.
Mr. Chairman, are we still open for public testimony? I can wait for comments after.
We are.
Okay. I'll wait for comments. No questions. Thank you.
Do we have any additional testifiers on this bill? No one in the audience?
Yes.
We do? Is there anyone else that would like to testify on this bill?
Air ambulance bill.
This is SB 159. That's a no. Okay, we have no volunteers. We're going back to questions from committee members. Public testimony is open. Senator Machicki?
Actually, just a comment. I mean, when we close up, you know, we held this over, but we had public testimony last meeting and had some fairly extensive discussions and questions about the content of the bill and its effects. And just wanted that on the record during this meeting in case folks picked up the second half.
Was this the bill that Senator Olson co-sponsored on the floor with you yesterday? I think so. Okay. No additional questions. Any comments before we Move the bill. Yeah. Public testimony is closed at this time. So seeing none, is there a motion? Senator Steadman?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to go ahead and move that we move to the next committee referral, Senate Bill 159, version N, with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note.
Are there any objections to the motion? Seeing none, the bill moves from committee. So we're going to take a brief at ease to sign the bill. Thank you. Back in session. So we move now to a CS for SB 88, sponsored by Senator Dyson. This is a second hearing on the bill. We have a draft CS before the committee, which incorporates the changes discussed at the last hearing. Is there a motion to adopt the CS as our working document?
There is, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt CS for SB 80 version Y as the working document.
I object for purposes of discussion. Before us, we have Senator Dyson and staff Chuck Cobb. Would you like to identify yourselves for the record? And
yeah. Senator Dyson, Eagle River, Palmer.
Mr. Chairman, Chuck Cobb, staff to Senator Dyson.
Do we have questions for members of the committee? Senator Steadman.
Maybe, Mr. Chairman, maybe we could have the bill sponsor and explain the CS before us, the changes.
Through the chair, Senator Steadman, two changes on lines 17 and 18 of page 2. This recommendation came from the insurance providers that we not mandate a coverage, and so the new language that is highlighted, I believe in the one you're looking at, on your desk, there was a highlighted copy that shows that the language inserted was the words that provides coverage for telemedicine and the word prior. And the two reasons is we're removing the mandate that an insurance plan provide coverage, and two, that if they do, that prior in-person contact must occur before payment of services is made.
Additional questions? Senator Machicki?
Well, I need a moment. Can we take a brief at ease?
Brief at ease. Okay, this committee meeting is back in session. Senator Machicki, do you have any questions?
No, during the at ease, I just had the changes clarified by Senator Dyson's staff, so thank you for that.
Seeing none, do you, we're going to remove the objection. Is there any further objection on the CS? Seeing none, this version is adopted as the working document. Do we have, two folks that could answer questions for us. It's Dr. Henry DePhillips out of Dallas, Teledoc, and Don Habiger with the state. Do any of the senators have questions for these individuals on this bill? Senator Machicki, who would you like to?
Actually, I just wanted to clarify that this bill was also discussed in detail in the last meeting. I want to thank Dr. DePhillips for being here. He answered a lot of questions for me. And that was my only statement, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Senator Stem, any questions? So public testimony is still open. Is there anyone that wants to testify publicly other than folks that are there to answer questions? Seeing none, none in the room. With that, public testimony is closed. Any further questions for members of the committee? Any comments? Seeing none, Senator Machicki, is there a motion?
There is, Mr. Chairman. I move CS Senate Bill 8028 LS0615Y with the attached fiscal note and individual recommendations to the next committee referral.
Any objections to the motion? Seeing none, we're going to take a brief at ease, sign the bill, then we'll gavel back in and we'll announce our next committee meeting. Next meeting is next Tuesday. We'll be posting the agenda shortly. And with that, we're adjourned.